Well, the trails are beautiful. We have plenty of snow. It's been a little slower the last few days with the new snowfall, but the dogs are charging right through it. So,
well, good. Well, how's your kennel doing this time of year?
Well, we're doing really well with it. We've been doing quite a few more dog tours this winter, in part due for the actual having a winter, and then also not being so focused on running the Iditarod.
Well, I'm sure, you know, now that we're just 10 days out from the 2017 Iditarod start, and for someone like you and the years and years of doing the Iditarods, I bet it feels a little bit strange to not be getting ready for this year's great race.
Yeah, it kind of nags on you a little bit, but as we run the dog teams, we're looking at the dogs every moment. We're controlling their speed. We're looking at their attitudes, how they run, as if we're planning on running a race. So it just doesn't really bother me too much not being able to run, because there's that focus. And, you know, our feeding program has not changed one bit. We're still feeding the high race diet. So for future years, especially with the young dogs, when we decide to step back in the game of racing, everything will be there in place for that.
In the past, Talkeetna has had several mushers racing in the Iditarod. With only Karn Hendrickson racing this year, do you see a mushing presence on the trails?
Well, we have seen a few teams on the trail, but really it's kind of dwindled down. And I kind of want to think that part of it's due to the fact of the lack of mushing habitat and trail system in the Talkeetna area. It's different than a snowmobile trail or a skiing trail or a walking trail. As a musher, we need to have a certain protection, so to speak, in the trail system, in which we can feel confident and comfortable for the dog team in order to race and train in this area. If we're to look at other areas of mushing, like say Willow or area, for instance, their trails are much wider. Of course, it's a lot flatter. There's a lot more usable miles, less road crossings, less berms. All these things are a potential hazard for a dog team.
Tell me a little bit about your Talkeetna Sundog Kennel Tours, if people, you know, what they get to experience when they go out with you, when you're actually on the sled with them.
Well, when they go out, they meet and greet the dogs. We're hooking up, and they get to see the real deal, in part because they're racing dogs. They are like super amped. It doesn't matter if they're going 100 miles or going 10 miles. Their attitude at the starting gate, so to speak, is phenomenal. And we pull that pin, it's almost like a little explosion pop taken off, and they just can't believe it. It's unbelievable. It's really fun to share that excitement of mushing with the clients.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, Kathleen, I know that you are out there helping out, being backup, you know, every step of the way. What is your favorite aspect about sharing dog mushing with others who may not have had the chance?
One of the funnest things for the client and the feedback that I get from the client is that they can't believe the serenity and the beauty that they experience out there, and just the quiet and the breathing of the dogs and the shush of the runners.
That really brings it alive to people who may not have that chance. And we thank you both for taking the time out of your busy schedules to speak with us here on KTNA. And I hope that you guys have a great spring of mushing.
Hey, thank you very much for calling.
All right. Happy trails, everybody.
For KTNA, I'm Katie Ryder.